Episode 24, Issue Responses 3789 through 3979. Response 3789. The way the Pope and bishops use their ability to cancel priests that are not to their liking. There does not seem to be any continuity amongst bishops in various dioceses. Priests seem to be mere pawns that are expendable. When I think of bishops, I think of tyrants. Response 3790. We need more events focused on younger kids involved and having fun. Response 3791. 1. Failure to emphasize the need for regular, monthly or bimonthly, reception of the sacrament of reconciliation/confession by everyone. 2. Failure of Catholic bishops to publicly participate in Eucharistic processions, host outdoor public gatherings with confession and Mass, host outdoor summer youth gatherings centered on confession and the Eucharist. 3. Failure of Catholic bishops to publicly confess the guilt of local dioceses in the sexual abuse scandal, and to promise not just the oft-repeated help and healing, but real justice for the victims, and to ask forgiveness from the victims and their families. Response 3792. The U.S. bishops' willingness to encourage and facilitate continued online Mass attendance. It was nothing short of disturbing to see parishioners sitting in their cars, listening to Mass on the radio and then receiving the Eucharist as if at a fast food drive-through window was disgraceful during the pandemic, and their continued allowance of such participation is certainly not promoting faithful devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Response 3793. Holding hands or imitating the priest in hold his hands up cheapens the priesthood, and therefore we aren't respecting priests as much, which have an effect on Eucharistic acceptance. Response 3794. Children not learning about God and putting God first in everything. Response 3795. The destruction of the family, especially through stupid Catholic schools which encourage and even insist on a worship of sports, and the immodesty. Response 3796. Discontinuation of TLM. Response 3797. Oops. Response 3798. The next and the next generation who did not hear the truth from parents. Response 3799. Laity involved with liturgy. Members dress casual and immodestly. Disrespect for the priests as the mediators with God. Response 3800. Failure to properly indoctrinate youth and new catechumen. Response 3801. Poor catechesis in school and in CCD classes. Response 3802. As I grew up, 100% of laity believed in the real presence. Return to what produced that belief. Priests must enforce silence after Mass. God does not leave because Mass is over. Provide kneelers for those who want to receive kneeling on the tongue. Use a paten to collect particles of the host. Only consecrated hands should handle the host. Cease teaching first communicants to receive in their hands. Response 3803. Black Mass DS in the Vatican. Also putting idols on the altar. Response 3804. Reviving Holy Communion on hand and standing from lay people. Priest should be more vocal what is proper way, not what is allowed. Response 3805. Lack of reverence for the Holy Eucharist and the Mass itself by clergy, mostly priests who entered the seminary in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The younger priests seem to be more traditional and reverent. Response 3806. Yeasted, sourdough, and gluten-free breads served as Holy Communion instead of round flat wafers. Response 3807. Catechesis of young or new Catholics. There needs to be a major effort in teaching new or young Catholics spiritual, mental, and physical reverence for the Blessed Sacrament. Response 3808. Appropriate dress for Mass. Response 3809. False notion slash practice of ecumenism. Response 3810. Allowing acceptance of LGBTQ services and blessings. Allowing church teachings to be softened so feelings won't get hurt. Allowing the liturgy to be changed to accommodate pagan beliefs. Forbidding the Latin Mass. Response 3811. Priests refusing to offer Eucharistic adoration regularly. Response 3812. Failures in early Catholic education to stress and teach the New Testament as well as the entire Bible. Response 3813. A friend of mine had been away from the church for over 40 years. When she started going back to church, the first thing she said to me was, "Where's the reverence?" For example, inappropriate attire at Mass, clap happy congregations, too much singing, both prayers and hymns, and not enough silence, lack of teaching of basic Catholic prayers to schoolchildren, Our Father, Hail Mary, Gloria, etc. Response 3814. Almost no churches with exposed Blessed Sacrament or perpetual adoration. No Eucharistic processions even on the most holy feast days. Priests completely silent for decades now about the real presence of our Lord and never correcting or teaching anyone about the proper disposition before the Lord. Everyone is doing whatever they want and the priests are pretending they don't see nor hear anything. Response 3815. The Eucharist should be received kneeling and on the tongue only. Response 3816. 1. Not addressing the belief that all religions are the same. 2. Allowing non-Catholics to receive Holy Communion at funerals and weddings. Response 3817. In the Novus Ordo, after the proclamation, the mystery of faith, we are constantly being led, musically or in speech, when we eat this, bread, and drink this cup. This response should be absolutely stricken from all Mass, es. I know it's just another symptom, but I shudder every time we response with this statement. Response 3818. Lack of instruction in virtue and parenting. Response 3819. The usually forgettable, nearly always gutless homilies that most priests give. They are unwillingness to talk openly about the evils of the day causes tremendous lack of respect among the laity. Response 3820. I strongly believe that Catholics went from brimstone and hell to God is so merciful that I can do anything and I will be forgiven if I just believe in Jesus. If God's mercy is so great, there is no need to attend church. Also, the fact that the Catholic Church shut down during COVID gave the impression that the Eucharist was not as important. Response 3821. Attire of the laity. Response 3822. Traditional Mass must be offered as an alternative. Response 3823. Very poor or no catechesis of children and people wanting to convert to the faith. We have also failed to emphasize that the Catholic Church is the one and only true church, and the only, human, means to get to heaven/eternal life. God is, of course, free to save anyone he wishes, whether that person is a baptized Catholic or not. Response 3824. Failure to study the Holy Bible and how the Jewish faith, i.e. slaughtering of a perfect lamb as atonement for sin, points to the Lamb of God, Jesus, and his sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Many Catholics haven't continued to study their faith. Most children, young adults, stop learning about their Catholic faith after they receive Holy Communion, confession, confirmation. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Jesus Christ. Response 3825. Poor catechesis of the laity, both adult and adolescents. Too much emphasis on community and not enough focus on worship and sacrifice of the Mass. Response 3826. The bishops are by and large either cowards, compromised or faithless hirelings because they refuse to loudly condemn any Catholic politician who supports intrinsic evils. They refuse to enforce Anon 915. That alone tells the world the Eucharist is of so little importance they would rather offend God than the Democrat Party. Quietly acquiescing to sacrilegious communion is the same thing as standing by and watching your wife being raped. The contempt I have for American bishops, with a few notable exceptions, is beyond my ability to articulate. Response 3827. Catholics are not taught how to pray and or why we pray. The importance of daily prayer is causing a critical loss of the faith. Response 3828. Diminish the importance of confession. Response 3829. Appropriate attire for attending Mass. Whatever happened to Sunday best? Shorts/t-shirts are not appropriate. Response 3830. We miss the pre-Vatican extraordinary form of Latin Mass. Bring it back and you will have everyone returning to Mass and believing in the true presence of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Response 3831. Having no patents to catch any fallen particle or host. Priest not encouraging the faithful to stay for a few minutes after Mass for act of thanksgiving or gratitude. Double genuflection, for those who are able, when our Lord is exposed and adoration is lost. Using the Cantus Select over contemporary Eucharistic hymns in adoration and benediction. Response 3832. People receiving Jesus in the hand while standing, instead of kneeling and on the tongue. Response 3833. Observing reverent silence in the church. All talking and visiting should be done in the narthex or outside, not inside the church. Teach the people to genuflect, if they are able, when entering church and when getting in the pew. Priests should be more strict about reminding their parishioners to be reverent in the presence of God. Response 3834. Canceling good priests and bishops for being true to the faith. Response 3835. The removal of the beautiful paintings and statues that helped to feel that we were in a sacred presence. Response 3836. The degree of reverence that the priest has. Especially at the consecration. The newly ordained priests are much more reverent than the older priests, who are much quicker and less reverent. Response 3837. Receiving in the hand, like a piece of candy, standing, gives the communicant no sense of sacred or who they are receiving. Response 3838. Restore the traditional Latin Mass. I agree, stop that stupid music being sung all the time. Restore Gregorian chant and no more stupid singing throughout the Protestant Catholic Mass. Response 3839. Biblical proficiency or literacy. Knowing, loving, and serving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior through sacred scripture and allowing Him to transform and lead our hearts instead of blindly and unbiblical following priests and other clergy who we defer to as the experts without any way to know or discern if they are being unfaithful to the Lord in things that they say nor do, e.g. to hold them accountable, like we're all supposed to do with everyone, 1 Corinthians 5. If people read the entire Bible, and also had the proper tools, like a lexicon, and basic training to do so well, instead of just taking in the truncated lectionary that we've been given to water down and change our perception of who the Lord is in many ways, with the less than 70% of the entire Bible they give us in any cycle, then not only would everyone be better equipped to know far better what Jesus wants for us and from us all, we would also be far more likely to have the desire to protect and participate properly in the Eucharistic meal that came about through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. It, the Last Supper/New Covenant in the Eucharist, is finished. Good teachers know that good students take ownership of what he or she is learning, and the clergy don't empower the laity to do that. They are not good teachers in that regard and many others as a whole, and that includes those who have the proper knowledge in their heads but not in their hearts to live it out with their lips and their hands and feet every day, orthopraxy, right belief with right action. They hardly ever apologize for theological mistakes, or correct them when they do, and they are almost entirely resistant and standoffish towards any and all such correction from the laity. Too many clerics don't truly believe in and faithfully follow Jesus as the only way, truth, and life, nor do they fully respect and honor his living word in Scripture, in the literal sense, and all he has revealed to us in it. The dumb sheep follow them instead of the Lord because they don't know any better due to their biblical illiteracy and their constant conditioning against using the brains the Lord gave them to take and read, like Saint Augustine. Many things are quite straightforward and don't take a theologian or an ordained priest with years of seminary to explain, and it's certainly not helpful for priests to psychologize and modernize the faith away in their faithless attempts to improve on Scripture like it's not enough by itself with the Lord. However, no one can give what they don't have, and that goes for all the priests level who haven't fully, freely, and faithfully given their lives to Jesus and believe in the inerrancy of his revelations in Scripture. If we want this problem to stop, then the priestly class needs to stop being clerics and start having a saving faith with Christ Jesus through Scripture that they are more than willing and able to pass on to anyone. That's not hard, but it will be unwelcome and uncomfortable due to its faithful, biblical, shift in mindset and practice for those who haven't been doing so already. Either repent and resolve that, or go away, until it is. Response 3840. That the priest after the homily clearly states that we are now entering in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, please, if not properly prepared and not worthy with mortal sin on your soul, do not come up to receive the body, blood, soul and divinity of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Please see me after Holy Mass for a time for confession if so needed. Response 3841. Nothing mentioned about sin, repent, sacrament of confession. Response 3842. The word Mass is a negative word usually. Why don't we see the need to at least say Holy Mass? A mass of people will accept a world church. Recently I saw a sentence in which all the proper nouns were capitalized except the word God. Often we see the word God not capitalized when it should be. Words have meaning, and is it just a typo when our awesome God has lost his capital letter? Response 3843. New Mass. Response 3844. Teaching a biblical explanation, so others can defend it biblically and with the early church fathers. Response 3845. Taking in hand rather than tongue, lack of communion services in parishes, lack of sacrament of confession prior to Mass, lack of priest bringing weekly communion to hospitalized and homebound. Response 3846. Reception of communion in the hand while standing. Failure to have properly vested altar servers hold patens under each recipient's chin to prevent desecration. The liturgy of the novice ordo itself. The very fact that using Eucharistic prayer I, the Roman canon, is merely optional communicates that the Catholic faith and everything that goes with it, including the Eucharist, is optional and personal preference, that one religion is as good as another. The Roman canon is the liturgy that the Roman Catholic Church has used for centuries. Why use one scribbled on a napkin at a coffee shop in Rome or one used by Protestants? Response 3847. When a priest or bishop of great faith are banned or removed for sharing that faith, especially when it is noticed that many people are beginning to follow them. Response 3848. Latin Mass has real reverence, mystery, chanting, silence, oblation by laity and priest together. The whole rite of the Latin Mass, but in vernacular. Laity needs to know and understand what they are praying. Proper catechism would instill the understanding and reverence needed to receive communion, to be holy as Jesus is holy. Response 3849. The greatest factor negatively impacting belief in the true presence is the celebration of the Novice Ordo Mass instead of the Latin Tridentine Mass. The reverence which the TLM naturally incurs towards the Blessed Sacrament stems from not only the rubrics associated with it, but particularly from the manner in which Holy Communion is received, kneeling and on the tongue. Response 3850. The quickness which some priests rush through the raising of the body and blood after consecration, and don't allow a longer moment for the laity to contemplate and adore him. Response 3851. The lack of love of God. Response 3852. 1. The emphasis on the clergy to perform works which would be associated with social justice, in direct opposition to their primary role of prayer, all of the hours, meditation, etc., offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass, administering the sacraments. 2. The expansion of the roles of the laity which are primarily sacerdotal. Lack of emphasis and catechesis on the role of the laity in the prayer life of the Church. 3. Too much emphasis and involvement of the bishops, and the Vatican, in politics which belongs to the state. They need to learn that patriotism is a virtue and not an evil. Perhaps it is time for them to revisit Aquinas. 4. I'm not sure how to say this, but, no country or kingdom can survive without its borders, language, and culture. The borders of the Church have been blurred. The wall that once existed to keep out sin and falsehoods have been blurred and breached. We now have confusion and division. We no longer have a common language, Latin, at the very least amongst all the clergy and theologians, and, in the Mass and the sacraments. We now have built a Tower of Babel in the heart of the Church. So we have confusion and disunity. Our culture perhaps exists very few places. What is Catholic culture? All culture are based in their traditions, history, and love of their king, each other, and those that have gone on before. Who are we? Response 3853. A big issue seems to be the importance of never offending anyone over offending God. Also the continued distortion of accepting of bad behaviors by seeing the face of Jesus. Response 3854. I believe that with the number of foreign priests there is a language problem in understanding the priest. Response 3855. The emphasis on ecumenism without stressing the necessity of conversion to the one true Catholic faith. Response 3856. Kneeling to receive our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Not praying aloud the Soul of Christ prayer after receiving Jesus. Not praying the St. Michael prayer after every single Holy Mass. Response 3857. Lack of respectful attire of participants. Response 3858. To dress properly in church respecting the presence of our Lord in the tabernacle. Response 3859. The lack of women veiling. Response 3860. Kneeling at the communion rail and the immodesty of dress in church. Response 3861. Ugly architecture in church buildings, they reek of Protestant ilk. Priests are not holy enough anymore. Not having a serious daily prayer time or adoration time. Daily. One hears in a homily the discussion of sin/sins so rarely that it could be imagined that sin exists no longer. For instance, I learned from a holy priest that getting drunk or drinking too much alcohol was a sin. Never heard this from any pulpit in my 73 years. One priest I know travels everywhere, almost, with his golf clubs. Too many priests have the idea that once a priest, that's it, they're the king. No other study, reflection, or prayer is necessary. Priests need a constructive evaluation yearly by their congregation. Priests, everyone, need to keep in mind that others don't know what they know. I had a priest snap at me verbally for asking a simple question. I did not know the answer, yet he berated me in a fashion as if I was trying to undermine church law. Why would I go back to him and ask a question? Response 3862. Lack of catechesis of adults since the beginning of Vatican II. Response 3863. Certain bishops' admonition of those refusing to receive COVID injections and dismissing that aborted fetuses were used in research and/or development. Also, claiming that refusing to partake in these injections was selfish and unethical. I speak personally of Bishop Kevin Van from my diocese. Response 3864. So many boring, pointless sermons. Greeters at Mass, causing laughing and talking before Mass. Not using organ. Using electronic instruments instead. Response 3865. Many parents spoil their children by accident, sometimes because that's how they were raised, or because they want their kids to have a better life than they did growing up. What happens, though, is their kids live lives of such pleasure that they easily get addicted to it. I think many Catholics who grow up with everything secretly want the Church's claims to be proven false so they have an excuse to indulge themselves without reservations. Spending of all their passions on, essentially, hedonism leaves them with no time to even think about Jesus' presence in the Eucharist, the truth of which slowly starves inside them from lack of attention and reflection. Many know it's true but just don't care, which is all the more terrifying. Response 3866. Gladly giving the Eucharist to pro-abortion politicians. Pope Francis' promotion of homosexuals in the Vatican and priesthood, Francis ignoring the first commandment with Pachamama on the altar, Francis saying he is not a vicar of Christ, Francis giving away our faith so that he can be popular around the world, Francis hobnobbing with the elites who we all know are demonically influenced, Francis U.S. bishops kowtowing to the Vatican instead of Jesus. Very bad examples for Catholics to follow, Vatican pushing of lethal injections falsely labeled as COVID-19 vaccinations, Vatican scandals, modernism, ecumenism, irreverent pastors. Response 3867. Theological concepts, not given clearly. Response 3868. Priest/Catholic school teachers not teaching/or miracles about the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. Having/allowing homosexual priest in our priesthood. Not teaching early on regarding abortion with pictures. Good priest/etc. Being excommunicated/laicized. Response 3869. Not promoting confession from the pulpit. Response 3870. The knowledge that the bishop's fund has been going to groups who defy Catholic teaching. Response 3871. A more reverent attitude during Mass and in church buildings. Response 3872. I feel that dressing appropriately to receive the King of Kings is necessary. Response 3873. Teaching the children about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist in school and in church often during the year. Every year. And also in the homilies. So it is learned by everyone, often, and understood. Response 3874. We need to go back to receiving by mouth only. Response 3875. Lack seminary education. Promotion of heresy in the clergy, for example Father Martin. Response 3876. Kneeling should be a requirement to receive the Eucharist on the tongue, with the exception for those whose cannot physically kneel. Response 3877. Why? Can't we call the precious body and blood of the Lord rather than using other terms which can water down the reality? Response 3878. Making the first confiteor a public, perfunctory act/chant then completely removing it prior to the Ecce Agnus Dei. Response 3879. Loss of the beautiful prayers of the 1962 Missal, even if said in vernacular, could have deeply grounded the faithful. Response 3880. Having children participate in Eucharistic adoration. Having Eucharistic adoration every week in parishes in every diocese's on weekly basis. Response 3881. Interrupting Mass with sign of peace takes our eyes off of Christ and placed on neighbor. Response 3882. The emphasis on weekly or at least monthly confession and the lack of availability of confessions prior to Mass ES. Response 3883. Moving holy days of obligation to Sunday. Response 3884. Preaching on the real presence. Clergy need to explain transubstantiation, not dumb it down. Response 3885. Making Jesus too folksy to be relatable. Jesus is God, not a folksy person. Response 3886. Poor preparation of catechists and priests. Fire begets fire. Love and excitement for Christ is catching but usually lacking, especially on the altar. More emphasis on how to follow Jesus personally, through prayer, both speaking and listening, and reading His Word. We must know that Jesus is our source of life. There is a contemporary song, Breathe, that says it all by for all. You are the air I breathe, your very presence living in me. You are my daily bread, your very word spoken to me. It's realizing and entering into the relationship that Christ has called us into with Him. It is the love for Christ that must come from the Pope down. Response 3887. Novice Ordo liturgical abuses. Response 3888. Most people believe that the church is wealthy. They don't understand where the money goes, how it is spent. I believe the leadership has to be more transparent when it comes to their finances. First that is addressed, I believe parishes will begin to understand what tithing is. We don't teach tithing enough, but first we have to be transparent with what we do with the money given to the parish. Response 3889. Referring the Mass as a banquet instead of unbloody sacrifice of our Lord. Referring to Eucharist as a meal. Response 3890. Taking away of the Latin Mass. Response 3891. Failure to talk about the evil of abortion at homilies, especially from the Archbishop. Response 3892. Scriptural Catholicity. Huge example is ignoring the Gospel of John 6, which was Aquinas' basis for his teaching transubstantiation not coen. Response 3893. Well-intentioned school teachers need to be catechized before their students. Rarely does catechesis occur during Mass. Response 3894. Proper catechesis not being taught. In the Catholic schools or in the RCIA programs used. Response 3895. Perhaps I can't recall if these were mentioned in the survey, but ugly art and architecture, shabby vessels, and kitschy vestments. Also, the disruption caused by the totalizing liturgical reform created a lot of confusion about what we believe and whether it is still what we believed before Vatican II. Response 3896. Communion in hand and priests rarely providing homily or teaching about what a mortal sin consists of prior to communion. The flock needs to hear about the most common mortal sins being committed that have been accepted by society and reminded that they are not okay and confession is necessary before receiving the Eucharist. Priests have failed to call out sins, and those that have tried have been silenced by superiors. Bishops and hierarchy are a huge part of the problems as they too are denying the truth and leading the people to damnation instead of salvation. Being popular and receiving money is more important than saving souls. Hierarchy affiliated with Freemasonry is destroying the church from within. If the leaders are corrupt sinners, why would the laity think they need to be any different? Response 3897. Synodal noise and distributional behavior. Response 3898. There should be no women on the altar. Period. Not for any reason. Keep the lay people off of the altar as well. That is a sacred place just for the priests and altar boy servers. Response 3899. The lack of Sunday best clothing. Dressing for a cocktail party or the beach comes to mind. Response 3900. There are no standards on receiving Holy Communion. In my town, there is a church where the Eucharist is distributed facing the back of the church, another church has begun distributing the Eucharist at an altar rail, and we can kneel and receive on the tongue but only at daily Mass, not on Sundays. And in the other 5 or 6 churches it is all variable lay ministers in tank tops and short. No priest will talk about modesty, no one reminds us that we cannot receive if we have committed a mortal sin, and some churches here are, in the round, and require a traffic usher to get you into the correct line to receive. The Mass has become too noisy, busy, and backslapping. Response 3901. Parents not attending Sunday Mass and not receiving the sacraments. Response 3902. We should kneel at the altar rail when we receive our Lord. The humble will kneel, but the proud will not. Response 3903. Protestant bashing of the teal presence as pagan and cannibalism. Response 3904. The casual nature of priest/deacon/EMCs transporting the Eucharist to give to the sick/infirm. I knew a priest who kept Jesus in a tissue in his trunk while he ate lunch. Response 3905. Lack of frequent adoration. Response 3906. The priests and bishops, cardinals and other prelates have mislead Catholics not to believe in sin. If they believe there is no sin, how can they believe in the Eucharist? Response 3907. The Pope and some of the bishops are too liberal in their actions. They propose that as Christians we provide shelter for the illegals who have broken our laws by coming into the country. If we break laws as Catholics, it's a sin which requires confession, etc., so why are we condoning the illegals who are breaking the law? Also, why should our money be used to feed and shelter lawbreakers? This is a complete turnoff to me. Response 3908. Lack of clear distinction between Catholicism and Protestant denominations in Catholic education. I spent years in Catholic schools when I was young, but by my teens, I didn't see a clear distinction and was not at all catechized. All I had been exposed to was lukewarm Catholicism. I spent a decade away from the church as a result. Catholic schools should have more focus on Catholicism. Response 3909. Diabolical disorientation in the Vatican. Response 3910. Define what is a Catholic. Not enough said in homilies about heaven and hell, expand on commandments, beatitudes, virtues in homilies in homily. Talk about contrition. Be tougher with Catholics regarding lifestyle in these times. Sometimes you have to tell it like it is. Be political or you will lose them. They will reject God anyway to pursue their wicked ways. Response 3911. Liturgies are too closely modeled after Protestant worship services. American Catholics have come to want or accept a more Protestant experience. Protestantizing the Mass has not drawn more people. It's been the opposite. Response 3912. The failure to educate children and young adults in the precepts of the Church, leading to marriage outside of the Church, no children baptized, and the continued belief that they are Catholic even if they don't go to Mass or believe what the Church teaches. Cultural Catholicism. Response 3913. Using a Protestant Cramner table instead of the high altar. Response 3914. Lack of teachings plus political and social condemnation. Response 3915. Lack of true catechesis for high school age children. We lose them in middle and high school years. Focusing on skirting issues in homilies and instead filling us with history and high theological facts. Response 3916. I receive communion in the hand. Because clergy do not use paten at Mass to protect the host from dropping to the floor. And when that does happen, the laity should be instructed in the response by a priest. Communion rails should be mandatory as well as use of paten. If physically able, people should kneel. That puts the priest at a greater advantage when placing the host on the tongue. Instruction in praying before and after reception is important. Reinforce the body is a temple, the Ark of the Covenant, and the tongue should be used in praise of our Lord. Response 3917. The Simplified Vestments of Priest. The weight of the old vestments reminded priest of the mantle they were called to take up. The old vestments were also a means of drawing the senses into the transcendental nature of the Mass. Response 3918. Priests are human, do not cover up the issue, bring it out and tell the faithful everything. Response 3919. Most people have not been catechized correctly. I grew up as a practicing Catholic. However, it wasn't until I was an adult well into my 20s that I actually started really learning my Catholic faith. I believe it was Vatican II that caused total confusion in the Church, and it appears to me that was a negative turning point on the faith of Catholics. We need more good religious education for people of all ages and true faith community. Our Church should help us grow in faith and love for each other. I personally believe that the hierarchy of the Church has been greatly corrupted by the culture and the love of money, immorality, and power. There are many faithful laity and clergy, and they must hold the bishops, cardinals, and pope accountable. There is definitely something very evil in the Church when good priests, bishops, cardinals, and laity are being cancelled for proclaiming the teachings of Christ and calling out the sexual abuse and depravity within the Church. Response 3920. Pope Francis and the Lavender Mafia, who reward the gay priests and bishops and punish those who speak out against the homosexuals. Only 5 bishops from the United States have been elevated to the dignity of cardinal by Pope Francis. In my opinion and that of many others, all 5 of them are queer. Response 3921. Sometimes the clothes, or lack of them, on lay ministers and lectors/commentators. In my church a few years ago, a female reader got up, bowed before the altar, and the congregation could see her panties both going up to read, and after reading, her dress was so short. I was so very embarrassed. I am 83 years old. Response 3922. Perpetual adoration should be part of every parish and possibly contributes to lack of faith. Response 3923. Sacrament of confirmation early to help young people with grace to live Catholic. Teach the need to develop their spiritual growth as much as bodily growth, if not more. Teach the importance of grace. Life of God within us. Response 3924. From cardinals down to bishops, priests and other religious calling for or promoting changes to the fundamental teachings of the Church to align with society today. For example, women priests and deacons, gay marriage, or allowing the laity to be involved with making decisions within the hierarchy of the Church. This might lead to having lay people to have a vote in the College of Cardinals. When our religious and priests are calling for these types of changes, it undermines the entire deposit of faith and we become a denomination, like all the rest of the Protestants, instead of being Christ's true Church. If the Church is willing to accommodate the latest whims of society and their social engineering, why should we believe anything the Church says? Response 3925. Ornate vestments and incense. Response 3926. Referring to the Eucharist more as a thing than as a person. Response 3927. Bowing to the government instead of what is right. Response 3928. We almost never hear our priests say that missing Mass on Sunday is a sin. Going to weekly Mass is a serious obligation. They seldom categorize the seriousness of many sins, such as cohabitation, sex outside of marriage, remarriage without annulling a previous marriage, contraception. Saying the hard teachings doesn't happen because of fear of offending or losing the few who remain. Thank you and God bless. Response 3929. Dressing modestly, men and women, veiling, Would we be invited into the wedding banquet if we were not wearing the approved wedding garment? No. We are in the presence of the Kings of Kings the entire time we are in a Catholic church, especially in Eucharistic adoration. The laity needs to be catechized about appropriate dress. Response 3930. I am a great-grandmother of five and had a wonderful Catholic education. Married in the 50s when things were mostly good. Watched Archbishop Sheen and began to see his remarkable way of keeping Catholics aware. We have never seen anyone like him now. I remember him saying as the 60s and 70s began their culture changes saying, no matter what happens the church will rise again. I kind of wonder today and pray so because of what is happening under Pope Francis and his chosen cardinals who ignore speaking about sin and the commandments are modernizing the church in a terrible way. Since Vatican II things began to change and now under Pope Francis the things that he is saying, allowing and writing are responsible to continue the goal of Vatican II to modernize the church and destroy its 2,000-year successful history from within. The weakening of the church has caused less vocations of priests and sisters that doesn't help. And there were many who left the priesthoods more than likely seeing what was coming from Rome was against their ordination vows. And that is something the Vatican should be concerned about. What the cover-up over priests that has been hiding for decades and not done well for the church's character they failed us. Then these days lawsuits causing parishes and schools closing hurts the church reputation. The sad things like Father Altman and cancelled priests and bishops is another example of the failing reputation. It is so sad that the good priests have no way to speak out without being removed from their church causing parishioners to lose the Sunday Mass, confessions and Holy Communion due to Pope Francis. All of this has had an influence on the Holy Eucharist. To me the fault is Pope Francis and the Vatican because the cardinals have not stopped all of this and there are older cardinals but they are the minority. Our Holy Mother Church and the American loving people are seeing the terrible attempts by Satan to destroy those that believe in God and country. The Church itself failed us by not fighting back. Response 3931. Allowing casual dress in church such as shorts, tank tops, and t-shirts with messages on them. Response 3932. Failure to publicly acknowledge the automatic excommunication of prominent self-acknowledged Catholics by their bishops, Biden. Response 3933. The Eucharistic is a gift from the Lord to be present to us his legacy. That the Mass is where heaven and earth meet. Complete unity. Response 3934. Joking during sacred parts of the Mass. Response 3935. Poor catechesis. Priests should more regularly preach about sin, reconciliation, and the real presence. Response 3936. Lead by example, bishops and priests should be found in Eucharistic adoration regularly. Response 3937. Church's concern that the church is not keeping up with society beliefs. Priests' worldliness over sanctity. Response 3938. The order of the Latin Mass and Novus Ordo Mass, folk hippie music, Spanish adoration during Halloween of Mordo's desecration of Blessed Mother. Cartel's influence in Spanish Mass. Response 3939. Failure of Roman bishops to excommunicate career politicians who advocate and fund the slaughter of unborn babies, birth control, divorce, homosexuality and IVF. Response 3940. I have seen very holy priest at the time of consecration raise the blessed sacrament in his hand upward and speak out loud, "My Lord, my God," if anyone is paying attention they will know it has changed to the body and blood of our Lord. Response 3941. The Novus Ordo Mass removed the general absolution before communion. With that, it's rare to find an NO priest that is a confessor, stressing the need and fruit of confession and spending much time in the confessional. Although I think they are starting to come back. I can't imagine how many unworthy receptions of our blessed Lord I must have had for the first 44 years of my life before I experienced a reawakening. I am very sad for most NO Catholics who have no idea how necessary confession is to be in the state of grace in order to receive our blessed Lord. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Response 3942. Failure of priests to teach the laity about the importance of modest and respectful dress for men and women in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and covering women's hair. Response 3943. The priest showing his reverence and how he truly believes while consecrating, aka rushing through the Mass. Response 3944. The bishops, cardinals, and the current pope have been the greatest detriment to the disgraceful irreverent attitude towards our Lord. They are for the most part at fault for what is happening in the church. Response 3945. Priest allowing immodest dress by laity in churches. Response 3946. Televising Mass virtually as though it were presently being celebrated. TV presentation live, not emphasizing that you are not present at Mass, so no Eucharist received. You can't make up your own real presence, only the priest can do that, and he does not authorize anyone else do so at home. Response 3947. Lack of urgency in teaching the need for frequent, regular confession. Response 3948. It's a matter of faith. Either you believe or you don't. I pray for all those who don't believe, for they are missing out on the healing and true presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Response 3949. The Novus Ordo Mass itself is a detriment. Return to the Mass of all ages approved and promulgated by Pius V. Response 3950. During COVID, the bishops listened to the government and shut down the churches. People could not receive the Holy Eucharist. People were denied the sacrament of the sick when they were dying in hospitals. These decisions certainly impacted the supernatural, His real presence in the Eucharist and otherwise. Receiving Him was not important in achieving salvation. Response 3951. Trying to copy Protestant assemblies in a try to the make the Mass fun. Response 3952. In some parishes, Mass has become entertainment with the music, large screens with videos. It is difficult to differentiate between the sacrifice of the Mass and a non-denominational church. Also, holding hands to recite the Our Father distracts from the preparation to receive the Eucharist. Response 3953. Failure to discipline heretical clergy at all levels. Response 3954. The laity are being starved of true catechism. We are being taught that our faith amounts to little more than Jesus is our friend and we should be kind to everyone. This must be addressed. Also, the Protestants believe that Christ died once and for all, and that we Catholics wrongly consider the Mass to be the recreation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary. We do believe that the Mass is the recreation of Christ's sacrifice, although non-bloody. Many Catholics believe in the Protestant version. This must be corrected and in an ongoing manner. Response 3955. The fact that people are not asked to dress modestly at Mass. Also, that parents let their children misbehave at Mass without correction. Response 3956. The use and meaning of sacramentals. Daily prayer time and the study and reading of Scripture. Response 3957. Many believe there is corruption in the Vatican. Response 3958. The words used in prayer, song and homilies/conversation that do not point to the sacred reality of the real presence. E.g., Eucharist, instead of the Blessed Sacrament, saying Mass, instead of Holy Mass or the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, referring to the sacred elements as bread or cup, instead of the most precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are a few examples of how our language forms our thinking and beliefs. We should be deliberate in changing our language to reflect the reality of what is happening. Response 3959. Stopping the reverent acts of kneeling and receiving on the tongue. Stopping the reverent act of women wearing veils. Stopping dress codes for women and men to show respect and reverence. Response 3960. Defending the Eucharist around the world and protecting it like we would protect Jesus. Response 3961. Failure to teach the laity that Jesus is God. Response 3962. Kiss of peace. Major commotion. Removal of kneelers in churches. Response 3963. The church running and hiding during COVID. The action said don't put your faith in God to protect you, put it in the government. Taking part in Eucharist wasn't important. We would find salvation by wearing a mask and social distancing. Response 3964. With what reverence a priest says the entire Mass, giving parishioners the ability to kneel for communion. Response 3965. We believe because we have faith. We gain faith through catechesis, and that begins and ends with our priests and bishops speaking truth which they seem to have lost. The laity can do this, but we need leaders. Response 3966. Pope Francis presents a horrid example of what should be the leading Catholic in the world. He refuses to adhere to Catholic doctrine, he ignores the Ten Commandments, idolatry, Pachamama, he fires clergy who don't agree with his satanic views and promotes those who do. Response 3967. I think the number one reason for loss of belief in the true presence is receiving communion in mortal sin. Highly theological sermons that do not instruct the laity on the basics of our faith, so they don't even realize they are adding sin on sin, hardening their hearts, causing erosion of faith. I have never heard a sermon on birth control being a sin, yet I know it is widely practiced by communion-receiving Catholics. Your survey misses the biggest cause. Response 3968. Failure of priests to believe in the real presence themselves. We can tell. Response 3969. The novice ordo in general. Response 3970. After First Communion, children do not get enough education on the real presence. The teachers must have a deep and intimate relationship with Jesus so they can reflect that to the children. More emphasis should be on developing a personal relationship with Jesus. Response 3971. Replacement of the liturgy of the church with a banal substitution, Pope Benedict XVI words. Response 3972. Need better training of youth and possibly young parents, because they weren't well trained. Response 3973. Immodest dress by daughters and their mothers, men and boys dressing in athletic clothing or clothing that looks as though the person is going to the beach or to a picnic. Response 3974. Lack of faith from the clergy. Response 3975. Although I went to a Catholic grammar school and has sisters, it was not until I homeschooled my three children that I actually learned my faith. I am 60 and have practiced for my entire life, but am scandalized by what I did not know and am still trying to learn. I release that we learn for our entire lives, but so much time was wasted and all but one of my siblings practice. There are six of us. Response 3976. Not forcefully taking a stand against sectarian issues. Speaking out against political parties that lead people to sin. Basic catechizes of parishioners from pulpit. Baltimore Catechism should be taught in lieu of homily. Most churchgoers don't know what's expected of them. Go along to get along mentality of parishes. It may cost the parishes donations, no NGO money, bishops, all tough things. It's not easy to be a Roman Catholic. Response 3977. Moving daily Mass to times where people who work aren't able to attend. Response 3978. The casual attitude toward the Mass in general and required attendance at Mass at least 1x per week and on holy days. Response 3979. The use of the words, our spiritual drink. Jesus was specific. He said the consecrated wine was, my blood. Were the words above used to appease the Protestants and make it more acceptable to them in a spirit of ecumenism? It seems to me that we ought to use Christ's words no matter who may be offended by them.